Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The location of a new homeless navigation center in San Francisco has turned into a political fight between Mayor Ed Lee and the Board of Supervisors. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our Chronicle insider, Phil Matier. Phil, what are the two sides of the argument here? What's the fuss about?
Oh, we got to narrow it down because, no fight in San Francisco is complete without some personal grudges in the works here. And what we have here is a fight between Mayor Ed Lee and Supervisor Aaron Peskin, otherwise known as the Napoleon of North Beach. And he basically rules that area, North Beach, Fisherman's Wharf, the Chinatown area. And the mayor wants to put in affordable housing on a parking lot not too far from their KCBS down on Broadway in the Embarcadero, right across the street from pretty nice apartments. Aaron says, okay, we can build it, but I want to use my people to build it, my nonprofit groups that support me. The mayor says, no, I want this one to go in. And Aaron says, okay, tell you what we're going to do. Why don't we open a homeless navigation center there for the time being and work things out later? Basically, that's just throwing a curveball right at the mayor saying, okay, you're always talking about a navigation center, put it there, knowing full well that that's going to set off holy hell with the neighbors.
Well, and then you have some of the neighbors saying, no, let's just queer everything and leave it as a parking lot because we love having a parking lot right there on the Embarcadero.
That's true. And that brings us to this other part of the great scenario in San Francisco that's interesting to watch, whether you live there or not, and which I call the California Street fault line. If you look at San Francisco, you can split it in half, Stan and Susan. You know, get to the base of California Street down there by the Hyatt, where the cable cars are. Look up. To the left side, south, you can build just about anything, whether it's a ballpark, a Dreamforce Tower, or rows and rows and blocks of new apartments that are just going sky high. To the right side of that California Street is Chinatown, North Beach, Telegraph Hill, Fisherman's Wharf. In other words, the San Francisco that people like to photograph and think of as postcard San Francisco. When was the last time you saw a crane over on that part of town?
Yeah, that's kind of a no-fly zone, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's the same with navigation centers and everything else. They're all on the other side of the street. But it also underlines something else I think that we've seen here in the Bay Area, especially in the inner side, is that you just don't have vacant lots anymore. Parking lots are going the way, are just being eaten up left and right by these various housing projects. And you can't find, it's hard to find a Christmas tree lot anymore because everything's been scooped up. Over in the East Bay, what they're doing and is sort of opening up these tough sheds on what vacant lots they do have down in the warehouse district, where they're trying to get them out from under the freeways and into at least camp zones on vacant, sometimes city land, just to hold the homeless there. But in San Francisco, they don't have that luxury. It's right in somebody's front doorstep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.